Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. Mike's a little hot today, but I'm here for you to cheer you up and hopefully help you find the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. That's my whole purpose here, to help you find your happiness, not to emulate my life. You don't want that. You want your own. Hey, man, if this is your first time here, I'm so glad you found the show. Don't know how you did, what you searched for, but you're here now, and hopefully something I say will just spark that little bit of positivity, that gratitude, and that joy that is life, and maybe I can help you find it, all right? If you don't have my book already, I got to ask you, why not? Why not? A lot of orders got placed today, this past week, and overwhelmingly amount of orders, and I appreciate that. Your books will be going... If you haven't gotten it yet, they are going out Monday morning. So I appreciate you supporting the show. That's how I keep this show going, the books and the merchandise. You can get all that stuff at bepositivepodcast.com. And there's a bunch of merchandise and books and personalized books. And like I say, when you buy a personalized book, I throw in extra goodies just because. Just because. If you want to talk to me, you want to text me, you can text the text line. That's why I have it. 304-506-3332. I love to hear from you. I love to see some of your pictures of some really cool things and animals and people and pictures of you with the book and wearing a Be Positive shirt. Those are all great. I love it. I appreciate that. It keeps me going, you know. Don't forget, if you got something that you think a story that might help other people, go to the website. Let me hear about it. Let me read it and talk about it in the air. You can stay anonymous. So go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me about it. And if you like, I'll give you a shout out in the air. If not, I'll keep it to myself and just share this experience because we're all one. We're all the same. We all come from the same thing. All right. Enough. What am I going to talk about today? Well, I wasn't planning on doing a podcast. I was planning on just wrapping up the day. This is April Fool's Day. I was planning on not doing a show and just calling it quits. April Fool's, I know. No, but I wasn't going to do a show, but something said, just drew me to the mic, to the studio, to come down and start flapping my jaws. So here I am. And the topic that came to mind as soon as I fired up the studio was our past and future only exists in our minds. It's not real. The past isn't real. It's a memory. It's gone. It's not a physical thing that you have. It's a memory. The future is your imagination. It hasn't happened yet. So it's all in our mind. So let's break this down very simply for me so I can help understand what I'm actually trying to say. Let's focus on the past for a moment. Okay, everything that's happened to me, to you, and in your past, we all have these past memories, good, bad, indifferent, whatever they are. We all have these memories. Some of our memories of our past, no one in the world knows except us because we experience them. And no one will ever know. And that's part of this experience. But we have to, when we have a bad past experience or something traumatic or something that's emotionally distressing, we tend to hold on to that stuff. We tend to use it as a crutch for the rest of our life. Oh, I didn't do this because of this happened to me. I was abused. I was raped. I was whatever it was in the past. My parents abused me. Whatever that you experienced, in your past that you're holding on to as a crutch. And I'm not just pointing the fingers. I'm pointing the fingers at me. I do it too. But that when you hold on to that, it holds you back because it's sucking the life out of the present moment when you're living in the past, when you're staying connected to the known, to the what has happened, and you don't like the unpredictable of the future. So speaking of the future, let's step into the future now, okay? It only exists in our minds. Why? It hasn't happened. But on an ironic twist is if we focus enough and and our subconscious mind on what we want our future to be, of who we want to be, of the kind of person we want to do, the life we want to have, the emotional level of happiness that we want to experience. And we start making that a part of our subconscious and our conscious mind, being aware of what we're thinking about and not just coasting through life. We start thinking and projecting in our own mind and actually experiencing what we want our life to be, because I'll tell you what, your brain, as smart as it is, it can't tell the difference between reality and fantasy in your mind. It doesn't know. Subconscious doesn't know. So if it feels something and you're thinking something and experiencing it with emotional fortitude, for I don't think I've ever used that word before, but the emotional fortitude that you have to be that person, have that job, find that love, feel that joy, experience that thing. And when you start, when you put that energy out there, good things happen, because you're not, you know, focusing on the future. You're creating it. But it still takes energy away from your present. So the only thing we can control is our thoughts. That's it. And our perception of reality. And that is created with our thoughts. How do we think? What you think about. I haven't said it for a lot of shows, but I'm getting back to old school. What you think about, you bring about. And the power of the mind is far superior to any computer ever. And when you think about our connection and our relation to the vastness of the universe, I think, at least, this isn't a coincidence. I'm not here by happenstance. I didn't just, oh, I was born and here we are on Earth going through my day. You know, I don't know why I had to talk like that. But, you know, I don't think that's what it is. I honestly think that I chose to come here to experience this physical manifestation of individuality in a physical form, in a human body. And the fact that I can do or say or be literally anything I want. And I'll tell you what, it's really being proven right now in society that people can say and be and be whoever they want. And I kind of embrace that. I don't want to be forced on me. You know, be who you want. Leave me alone. I'll be who I want. I'll leave you alone. Just shut up. But when you start to embrace the fact that the only thing you can control is your thoughts and your perception of your life. You choose to get angry at a situation. You choose to wake up in the morning and grab your cell phone and flip through Facebook, check your text messages, and instantly you're connected to the past, because it's all your experiences that you know what to expect. You've reinforced your connection to the cog, whatever. I don't think I've ever used that word before either. Twice in the show, using the word. But in order to change who you are, now this, you know, this show is taking a different turn. I mean, we're talking about past and future only exists in our minds, but if you want to create who you are and create your future, you have to believe in who you can become and understand that you can really be anything you really want to if you commit to it 100% emotionally, with your heart, with your mind, you could do it. So if the past is holding you back, or old habits holding you back, I know I got some old habits I got to break. Haven't done it yet. Thinking about it, no excuse why I haven't. So there's that. You probably have got some things you want to change about you that you haven't done. Why? Because you make an excuse, you're making an explanation, you justify it in your own mind, and you continue to be the person that you are now, wishing for your life to change. And it's not going to change until you change. And I tell you what, making a change in your life, whether it's like overeating or quitting smoking or quitting drugs or quitting alcohol, making that change in your life, you actually change who you are. I can tell you from personal experience that when you quit doing something and you change your thought process about whatever it is that you want out of your life, it changes you. You have to change as a person in order to change your outcome. You have to. Because if you keep practicing the same thing, doing the same thing over and over, you're going to get the same results. You're going to become the same person. You're going to experience the same feelings in life every day because you're programmed to do that. And after so many years of existence, if you get up there and 40, 50, 60 years old and you've been living the same feelings and thoughts for 50 years, 40 years, whatever it is, it's hard to change. You can just give up. It's easier to just give up and give in and let life happen to you. Let the society and people and situations and whatever, you just respond to them. You don't actually have control over your life because you're so worried about everything on the outside. What's happening? Oh, I gotta please my boss. I gotta please my spouse. I gotta do this. I got all these. Here's all the things I gotta do. And it's the same thing that I've been doing every day for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and people at the same job and they're just like freaking robots. And it's autopilot. You go into a program like a computer running a script. It just does it again and again and again. And pretty soon it's just easy. It just happens and you don't have to think about it. And that's where the problem is you stop thinking about what you're actually thinking about because you shut off your mind. Your body goes into autopilot. Your life goes into autopilot. Before you know it, you're 70 years old and you go, where'd the time go? I wanted to do this. I wanted to do this. And so it's time is now to really take assessment of where you are in your life. If you're happy and you're content and you feel joy every day, then you are doing it right. I don't care how you're doing it, what you're doing, who you are, what your habits are. If you are happy and you experience 100% joy in your life and you're not hurting anyone, you're doing it right. And you don't have to answer anybody for it. Nobody has to answer to anyone except the superior being. We all got to answer to that. You can call it God, you call it aliens, you call it consciousness. I don't know, whatever you want. We all have to answer to it. So when you start, I think actually when you actually pay attention to what you're thinking about and you realize that you're just going through the motions, you've actually taken yourself out of the bleachers and onto the field. You're in the game now. You're thinking with your mind. You know exactly what your thoughts are, and then you'll slip back in and do your mundane job. And it's when you catch yourself on autopilot and not thinking, that's progress. Whether you only get a good 5 minutes of individual thinking and changing stuff and feeling gratitude or whatever, but you realize that you controlled your thoughts, the more you do that, the more you can control those emotions and those actions and actually start acting on who you really want to be and believe that you can do it because you're conscious of it now. You're just not going through the motions of life. You know, you're how many times you get up on Monday morning, you're like, oh, look in the mirror, you brush your teeth and it looks like a freaking rerun. You do everything in the same order. You wear the same clothes that you've worn for years. You're talking to the same people, doing the same job, driving the same road in the same car with the same family, and you start thinking, oh, and it all gets stereotypical and just into a big abyss of mush, and you subconsciously check out, and you're on autopilot. But when you stop and go, oh, man, I got to pay more attention to my family. I think I'm going to grow a beard. I would if I could, but I can't. I can't grow hair on my face very good. I'm going to, you know what? I think I'm going to start exercising. I'm not going to get mad when my boss throws a burn or thinks he's making fun of me. I'm going to laugh at it because I don't care. I don't care what other people say about me because I'm living my best life. I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about. I'm creating the positive energy that's going to attract good into my life. And hopefully we figure it out, right? All right, I ran out of words. That's all I got. And literally, that's the way this show goes. When I run out of words, that's when it's over. I hope you enjoy what I do here. I enjoy doing it, and I'm drawn to it. I don't have a plan or a schedule. Obviously, you know that. But it all comes from the heart, and some of it comes from your emails and texts. So make sure you hit the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Text me at 304-506-3332. And please grab a copy of the book, The Positive Perspective, on Amazon or my website. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.